Welcome to Good News. I'm Joey.
And I'm Amanda.
Happy Monday, everybody. Happy belated Mother's Day out there.
Belated?
Happy belated Mother's Day?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's technically Sunday right now. You guys are hearing this on Monday. So happy belated Mother's Day.
Yes.
To all you mamas out there. We're hyped up today. Oh, we're a little wound up.
Oh, my goodness.
We're waiting to hear about our potential new house, which we could find out about any minute.
I know. So we have been house shopping. We've only seen three houses,
but
we've seen 54,000 on Zillow and three houses in person. The third one, we fell in love with it. I mean, Joey and I were giddy, like little kids. Like, we didn't want to leave.
Yep.
It's an amazing house. So anyways, we put in an offer. And we will see. There was three offers. And then the next day, okay, let me back up.
Do it.
So the house was on the market for like 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
This is during a pandemic, by the way. It was only there for 2 days. We see it. We put in an offer. Next thing we know, there's three offers on this house already. But they picked us and another person. So now we're waiting to see.
Now we play the waiting game.
Now we play, yeah, which should be short. I think we might know tomorrow. Anyways.
Or any second, really. So as we check our phones obsessively, we also have good news.
We do.
Are you ready to dive in?
Yes.
Okay, so there's a picture circling the old internet of a 92-year-old fella dyeing his wife's hair in their kitchen.
I saw that.
You saw that photo.
It's so sweet.
Yeah. And it reminded me, of course, of you cutting my hair.
I mean,
of course, we're not 92, but, you know, she had the confidence in him to get it right.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It's a lot of work. It's so cute because cutting your hair isn't necessary either. I was going to say dyeing the hair isn't necessary, but, you know, dyeing her roots
is
so cute just because she didn't want to see her white hair, so he's dyeing it for her.
Yeah, and their grandson took that picture,
and
he posted it on his Facebook and said that his grandfather was worried that the grandma...
His wife...
was he wanted to make sure that she felt well-groomed.
Uh-huh.
So there you go. Nicely done.
It's so sweet.
He had the form down. He looked like he was doing,
he knew what he was doing. He's so cute. Oh my gosh, he's so cute. Yeah, that's kind of like me with my, I actually just did my own mani and pedi, like with gel, with a light. There are certain things you just want to do. It's like a haircut. You want to do it. If not, you feel a little bit off.
Right.
Yeah.
And he knew that about his wife and wanted to make sure she didn't feel that way for a second, even at 92.
I know. So sweet.
Unbelievable. So last week was all about teachers, right? But I had to include this story.
Okay.
Oh boy, here we go.
Really ramping it up. Let's see.
Luciana Lira is an elementary teacher in Stamford, Connecticut. And she received a phone call on April 1st from the mom of one of her students.
Mm.
Okay. The mom's name is Zully and her son's name is Junior. And Junior is in Luciana's first grade class. The mom was in the hospital 8 months pregnant at the time. And she called the teacher and said, "I can hardly talk because I'm having a very hard time breathing, but I wanted to let you know that I need your help. Please call my husband."
Oh my gosh.
The mom, Zully, who is 30 years old, needed an emergency C-section and also tested positive for coronavirus.
Ugh.
She went into surgery and the baby was born just 5 pounds, 10 ounces.
Oh, premature.
Yep. The reason they called the teacher, Luciana, was because they needed help translating between the family and the doctors. And Luciana teaches English as a second language for their son. So that's why they called her in the first place.
Oh, okay.
So she was called just for that reason.
For a translator.
Exactly. And as she helped them, she also was planning on helping in other ways, like, you know, sending baby supplies for the family, you know, like a car seat and bottles and stuff like that.
Wow, that's so nice.
So nice. And she just fully expected that the baby would go home with the father.
Mm-hmm.
But then it hit Luciana. What if the father has COVID-19 as well?
Mm-hmm.
So she called the family and they shared the same concern, but they didn't know what to do. They were
mm-hmm.
desperate.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when Luciana really became a hero. She said to the family that she could keep the baby for a few days while they all get tested.
Oh, wow. That's so nice.
Keep in mind, all they know is that this teacher teaches their son's English class
yeah.
in first grade. They don't really
that's
know
so
each other.
Scary.
Right. And on top of that, Luciana is also asthmatic and at higher risk. So she
who
did
was that. Oh, the teacher. Okay.
So she did tell the family, if any of you are positive, you have to stay away from me.
Yeah.
You know? And the father said, quote, "Oh my God, Miss Lyra, I don't know you, but I know I can trust you. I'm going to trust you with my baby's life."
Oh my gosh.
The baby was successfully transferred into Luciana, Miss Lyra's possession. And 2 days later, both the dad and the other son tested positive.
Oh my goodness.
Everybody in the family's got it now.
Ugh.
But nobody had contact with the baby.
Because
once the baby was taken...
I'm sure in the hospital they separated them just to make sure.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, and they didn't want to leave the baby maybe in the hospital because it would be so expensive.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Zully, meanwhile, the mom, had to stay hospitalized. She was in critical condition and on a ventilator. The doctors were preparing the family that she would likely not survive.
Oh my gosh.
But then, on April 25th, she was deemed healthy enough to be discharged from the hospital. So she overcame it,
mm-hmm.
but still tested positive, but was, you know, deemed healthy enough to be able to live on their own.
Yeah. Oh, 25 days. Wow.
Exactly. 25 days
later.
That's
a long time.
So the whole family was able to return home together. They quarantined themselves. Still, none of them have met their baby.
Oh my gosh.
The baby, meanwhile, had been with Miss Lyra the whole time, Luciana the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been over a month since the first phone call, which was just to have her help translate.
Yeah, wow. So now she's adopting it?
Well,
I'm just kidding.
She's been caring for the baby ever since.
Can you imagine the attachment?
That's true.
Not only that, but this isn't like a 4-month-old baby. This is a premature
baby. Yeah.
In the hardest stages of having a baby is newborn. It's the hardest. She has to wake up every 2-3 hours.
Yep.
Oh my goodness.
It's not her baby.
Wow. Keep going.
On top of all of that, she's also working full time as a teacher and raising an 11-year-old son.
Oh my gosh. I have to send this to Stephanie. My best friend Stephanie's a teacher, and
it's like when times get hard, at least you know.
Wow. Yeah. Hear this story. Oh my God.
She has help, though. Her colleagues and some nonprofits have stepped in and helped pitch in to help, you know, her navigate her new current
life. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
She saved the baby's life, and the family right now is waiting for their test results,
mm-hmm.
hoping baby Nacelle will meet his brother and dad and mom soon.
Oh, man. We need to hear a follow-up on that.
I will 100% have a follow-up next episode.
I'm rooting for them.
Where they could hear any day now about their tests. Please be negative. Please.
Yes. Oh, it's so cute.
Come on.
When Joey said please, he had both his hands in a fist, shaking him in the air. Like an old man.
Come on. And if you need hope that baby Nasal, I hope I'm saying that right, will meet his mother soon, here you go. You ready? I'm uh-huh. jumping into a new story.
Oh, okay.
In Hackensack, New Jersey, Donna...
Hackensack,
wow. New Jersey. Donna Molina went into an emergency C-section after testing positive with a fever that spiked to 103. After the surgery, Donna went into a coma for 11 days.
Oh, man.
Baby Harley.
Is this coronavirus?
Coronavirus.
Okay.
Baby Harley was born just 3 pounds. 3.
Oh, my gosh. That's a miracle, baby. That's
miracle
a miracle.
Baby.
No, take that off.
I'll leave it. And after 11 days, Donna woke up out of her coma. And as she was recovering, she was waiting to test negative twice so she could finally meet her baby. And she did. Baby Harley, now 5 pounds, after being taken care of so well by the hospital, met her mom for the first time a couple days ago.
Oh, that's so nice.
Both of their lives were in jeopardy, and both of them were saved. And on Sunday, they definitely spent the most special Mother's Day together.
Oh, yeah. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day. They're still in the hospital. And it looks like they'll be able to go home in about 2 weeks.
Oh.
So, but they're reunited. They're together.
They're just going to get better together.
They're just going to get better together.
That love. That's right. Being so close is so important.
That's right. But they aren't testing positive anymore. They're negative for it. They're all good. And but she was in a coma for 11 days.
Oh, my gosh.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Should we keep moving here?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. As the world slowly begins to open up again, a restaurant in Sweden is about to make its debut in the world.
Oh.
I love this idea. You ready for this?
Uh-huh.
Linda Carlson and Rasmus Persson are set to open a restaurant May 10th,
mm-hmm.
which is today. So it opened today. Congratulations.
Oh, well, yesterday.
Ah, it opened yesterday. And it's called Bord for N, which translates.
What?
It's my Swedish.
Malfunction?
Oh, you didn't get my Swedish?
The signal dropped.
Bord for N, which translates to table for one. In a beautiful meadow next to their house in their village, table for one is now open. Let me explain. Rasmus is a former chef. And he was serving a socially distant lunch to Linda's parents, and the idea hit them. So here's a story. Linda's parents said, "We're coming over."
Yeah.
So they came over. Although they'd been talking every day, they hadn't seen each other in weeks, and her parents said, "Enough's enough. We're coming over to see you."
Yeah.
They get to the house. Linda says, "You're not coming in, but you could stay outside."
Mm-hmm.
So before they got there, Linda and Rasmus set up a table outside for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a white linen thing over the table. They made it look really good.
Mm-hmm.
And served them through the window. That's when the idea hit them.
Genius.
Let's open up this table for everyone and anyone.
That is awesome.
It's the only true COVID-19 safe restaurant in the world. No waiters. Diners will receive their food in a basket delivered to them from the kitchen through a pulley system that they've created.
Oh my gosh.
Their first menu features a 3-course vegetarian meal consisting of raraka, which is a Swedish style hash brown. Delicious. A yellow carrot ginger puree with sweet corn, and a dessert called Last Days of Summer, featuring ginned blueberries, iced buttermilk, and sugar. I don't know what that means, but sounds delicious.
Sounds really good.
And the couple have also teamed up with mixologist Joel Soderback, who will provide cocktail pairings for the dinners and the meals.
This is
genius.
I love it. I love these type of creative business stories. Great.
The restaurant will also employ strict sanitation policies, including the double washing of all dishes and utensils and thorough disinfecting of the dining area. Here's the other thing. Ready? Customers will also be asked to pay whatever they want for their meal in order to accommodate everybody and anybody. Once the meal is over, they pay what they feel like paying
and what they can pay. So nice.
Right now, they're serving just one meal a day, but they're open every day during the week. Bord for N is now booking reservations on a first-come, first-serve basis on their new website.
Oh, I want to check it out.
Yeah, let's check it out. And they're going to be running until August 1st.
That is so fun. What is the website? How do you spell it?
I believe it's Bored for In. But I bet you could just type in Table for One restaurant and it will pop up.
Okay. In Sweden?
It's in Sweden.
Okay. Awesome. And,
the pictures of it look beautiful. The setup looks great. I mean, what a cool experience.
I love it.
Just go sit out there, enjoy your meal.
I love it.
Reflect, hang out.
Sounds like a great painting.
It does sound like a good painting. Ooh, I see the wheels turning over
there. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
So great. I love that one. I love these stories this week.
And the entire time, my stomach was, I'm so hungry right now.
Oh my gosh, I know. You didn't have a snack.
We're going to eat a big old dinner in a second. Mm-hmm. The final story before we get out of here is about photographers all over. Photographers are looking for work right now, mm-hmm. right? And I think many of them have just found their niche, bringing their cameras to your front steps. Photographers and families are coming together from a safe distance, of course, to document this moment. Families with kids that want family portraits are able to get them. And at the same time, capture what's happening in the world.
Genius.
I love it.
It makes me so excited. I kind of just want to just start creating things right now. Mm-hmm. It's so inspiring.
And how about this? Like when the family looks back at this year, at their 2020 family portrait, it's going to have so much more meaning than just, oh, that's us in 2020. It's like, no, there's a whole backstory to it now.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, this is great. What? We should get a photographer to come do that when we move into a new house.
Oh.
Because it'll be still during the pandemic.
Yeah. All right. Done.
That is so
Photographers in LA, you want to help us?
Let us know. DM the Joey and Amanda podcast.
And photographers are finding themselves swamped with work now.
Yeah.
They're going house to house or sidewalk to sidewalk. Mm-hmm. Front lawn to front lawn.
This is so fun.
And they're just capturing these families and capturing this moment in time all at the same time.
So great.
Awesome. If you want to see the photos for yourself, there's a hashtag that's being paired up with these photos. Mm-hmm. And it's hashtag portrait.
Okay, so spelled P-O-R-C-H.
P-O-R-C-H-T-R-A-I-T.
Okay, great.
Portrait.
That's so awesome.
And that's going to do it.
Yay.
That's going to do it. What a week of good
so
news.
So fun.
What a
so
fun week
fun.
Of news. I'm feeling.
So creative. I'm feeling I am ready to jump back into work.
I know.
It is so creative.
All right. Awesome.
Happy Monday, everybody.
I was hoping we got the call during the. How cool would that be if we.
No, it wasn't going to be today. That's why you kept saying that. She said tomorrow.
Well, it could have been. They could have decided early.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Anyway. and that's going to do it.
That's it. I love it. Such a great week. Happy Monday, everybody. I hope you guys have an amazing Monday, an amazing week. Sending so much love and hugs and positivity your way. Thank you for everything. And I cannot wait for next Wednesday. 2 days.
Whoa.
3 days. And I can't wait until Wednesday.
All right. I think it's dinner time.
I think it's dinner time too.
All right, everybody. Thank you so, so much for everything. I hope you had a great weekend and I hope you will have a great upcoming week now.
Yes.
And that's it.
Yeah. Wednesday, we'll talk about house a little more in more detail. We'll talk about the house, if we got it, if not, how we're feeling.
Oh, man.
Wednesday, we'll talk about something that's new that started over here in our household that we haven't really talked about.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. It'll be
fine. I'm really excited for this now. All right.
Bye, everybody. We're lingering now. Bye.
We're lingering. Lingers. Bye, everybody.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.